Hey friends, this morning we're talking with Commissioner Dennis Bowles. Good morning, Dennis.
Morning, Jay. I assume things are beautiful in Chelan this morning, as usual.
Absolutely gorgeous and still smoke-free.
You know, it's clear day in Wenatchee, too, so we're happy with that.
I'm sure you are. Dennis, I'm glad you called this morning. I have a couple of subjects I'd certainly like to get some clarification on from yourself, beginning with, look, I think it was yesterday that the board agreed to move forward with some investing some money in the Rocky Reach Dam.
Yes. One of the things that we found, you know, through this whole process of an incident that occurred, there was a safety issue, plus looking at some long-term maintenance issues, and then as well as the commitment to the public to keep our facilities at their highest level of operation. One of the things that we have found is that we need another set of what are called head gates. And head gates are mechanical gates, literally lifted by a crane, slid down and on the upside of the dam to block the water from coming into the turbines so that those turbines can be repaired and worked on. And so to create a safer situation and to allow us to do the work that we've scheduled out in front of us, we have to purchase another one of those head gates, another set of them. And it's not a cheap proposition because each one of these things is 110 tons, 24 feet wide, 50 feet tall. And the set of three are, you know, cost about $4 million. So it's an investment, but it creates a safer situation and it helps us with a maintenance operation. So we're off and running in that. This just authorizes a line item in the budget, so now we can go out to bid and get that process initiated.
So you already have several of these, and so why would you need more?
As an example, if you know the situation we were in, we had our current head gates in place. We needed to move those head gates from one situation to another. And what it did in that process is that it created a safety situation where those gates should have been left in place, and they weren't, and that was due to communication. But the reality is we could not have continued the work that we need to do had we moved them. And so it's just simply adding that one more, because we have a schedule of work out for the next, you know, several years. You know, and it's not a small feat to cut the river flow off and do that work. So it's just simply we need one more set to meet our schedule to get those turbines back in production as quickly as we can, because when they're down or we're waiting, as an example, for head gates to be moved, we lose that production. So we actually, it becomes counterproductive. We lose money. And so by investing in another set of head gates, we'll be able to maintain our schedule, get those turbines back in operation, and put them on the plus side of the ledger.
So, Dennis, so these a head gate basically physically, manually prevents any water from going through, correct?
That's correct. They're huge. They're lifted by an overhead crane. And one of the things that we have found that as the pressure of the upstream water makes it difficult to a certain extent to get those up or down. And so at least one of the head gates, because it gets pretty technical in terms of how you layer those, but one of the head gates that will absorb most of the upstream pressure will actually have rollers on the side that are lubricated that allow us to slide that gate in and out much more efficiently, and then once that back pressure's off, then you can put in another gate behind it, which ensures the safety. So it's just a combination of things there that say, okay, this is a worthy investment to do a couple things, create a safer situation, and get some turbines back in on the plus side of the ledger.
All right, now Dennis, there is a topic that I wanted to have you clarify for me, and I know you're at least somewhat aware of this, that the Chelan County PUD has been openly looking at maybe perhaps adding another substation somewhere between Chelan and Manson on the north shore of Lake Chelan. Obviously, it's going to be near a transmission line because that's the logical way you do things. And there is a group of citizens in Chelan who live in the Chelan Hills area right now who are very concerned that a decision has been made to place it near a residential area, and that I think that at least they're using the Second Cup of Coffee program to call in, and I kind of get the feeling that they think that it's the decision has been made and that they're getting some lip service. How would you address that?
Well, Jay, I don't think your depiction there is inaccurate. The only thing I would say is in your initial statement you said it was an open process. Well, it hasn't been that open. There is an identified need. As that side of the lake continues to grow, and it's growing at a faster rate than the rest of Chelan County, there's a point where the current substations won't handle the load. And so when you get to about 80% of capacity, you start looking for another place to put a substation that you can split that load out and maintain service and safety at the same time. And so one substation is at approximately 73%, but the other one is a little bit over 90%. So again, you average those out. Those two substations hit that 80% threshold. So it's in the best interest of everyone for us to start looking for a place to locate another substation. What has transpired is that we kind of have the cart before the horse. Our staff have identified about 9 sites that might meet all of the criteria. And in the effort to become efficient and get this, substation, online and in process for construction, et cetera, they have bypassed, I think, 2 significant points of input. One is the public input, and secondly is the input from the commission. And so it doesn't suit anyone well when the harbinger of what may occur is a surveyor on a piece of property and a neighbor says, what are you doing here? And we're surveying this for a substation. And that turns out, in fact, to be true. Well, the neighborhood didn't know and the commission didn't know, but it's progressed far enough that there is a tentative sales agreement, with the landowner with a fixed price on that piece of property. Well, wait a minute. Hold the phone. We've had no public process on this. We've had no commissioner input on this. And so when the public showed up yesterday to bring this, fully to our attention, the commission has made the commitment that we're going to take a look at the other 8 sites. We're going to have a public process in this. It is not a done deal. There are considerations that need to be made that aren't being made. And trusting our engineering group is probably, the best location at a price that, we can afford to do it. But the whole consideration of the neighborhood and the process and the straightforwardness that we've been trying to, build into all of our processes over the last 8-9 years took a back seat. And we're not happy with that. And so early August, there will be a meeting, mid-August, there will be a meeting in Chelan to listen to what the public has to say more thoroughly. At the same time, we've asked staff to go back and specifically look at the other sites, detail all of that out for us, price being considered, location being considered in terms of the social aspects. Do you locate this in an urban area, a rural area? Where do you put it? How do you put it? And then, of course, it has to meet all of the material aspects in terms of being an efficient site for distribution of the energy. So cart before the horse, slow the thing down, take a look at it, and let's reconsider this, because this isn't the process that, as a commission, we want to endorse.
I told Kimberly you were the right person to ask that question.
Well, I think it's about that blunt. And again, it's just that continued education process that we serve the public. When you serve the public, you're going to take the time to involve them in the process. And so let's please do so. And so, I think we're going to be off and running in that, going in the right direction. Now, having said all that, that doesn't mean this is still not going to be the number one site. But it would be a fair process. It'll be an above board process. People will have input into it. The other thing, it's a real estate transaction, so you have to be a little bit cautious in terms of announcing specific sites too closely, because before you have a sale and purchase agreement, you just push the price right up, which is counterintuitive to, I think, what the group is looking for. Theirs is the only one with the price and sale agreement in it. It expires in December if we don't act on it. But it's at a fixed price. So if you push everybody else's price up, guess what happens to your piece of property? It becomes more desirable. So we're just asking for people's patience, apologizing that we stepped out of our process. Give us time to step back into that process and be more fully involved in what we consider to be a genuine public process. And let's do it right. We still have time to do it right. Let's do it right.
Dennis, I thank you for your time this morning.
So I hope that helps. And again, I just want to assure the public that they were heard yesterday. We listened to them carefully. I have given staff a set of instructions, and we're going to move on in this process because the substation will be built, but it'll be built with public input and at the right location.
Thank you so much for clarifying that for us. Look forward
Thanks, Jay, for asking that question. It's an important one.
It is. I look forward to chatting with you in the future, Dennis.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
That answers that question.